Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
You know the story. Helping out those that have been ghosted this time around, it's Terry's turn. Good morning, Terry.
Hey.
Good morning.
So we understand that Curtis has not called or texted you back, and we're going to try to figure out why. But first, why don't you tell us the story? Like, how'd you guys meet, and tell us about your date?
Sure. So we met through a community hangout group I found on social media, and I joined when I moved here. We're both part of it, right? And I also met my best girlfriend through that group. So I met both of them through that group, and it's been great, right? So he and I started being around each other in the same circle a lot, and it kind of just blossomed from there. We're kind of flirty with each other, and it kind of turned into us texting each other outside of the conversations of the group. And then slowly it turned into just asking each other questions about our lives. And we just really started bonding over time.
Well, get and on then, with it already. Where's the date?
I mean, it sounds perfect.
My God. Yeah, I'm just telling you how it boggles my mind how this is just, well, okay, yeah. Finally, he just asked me out, right?
Oh,
he asked
good.
Me out a few
okay,
weeks
good.
Ago, and we went on a really long date. It was incredible. We had, like, a lot of drinks, and we talked the night away, and we even saw each other a few days after that date in a group hangout, and everything seemed just fine. So the next day after the group hangout, he sent me a text cutting it off.
What did he say?
He says something about conflict of interest. He was just like kind of trying to blame it on us being in the group together. I just have no idea why he just shut down on me and what would be the deal breaker all of a sudden for him to just act that way.
Okay, well, let's just call Curtis and see what he says, all right?
Okay.
Hang on.
Hello?
Curtis.
Hey, who is this?
Good morning. It's Brad Booker and Alex Franco and Audrey Allen. We got you on the radio this morning. Before you hang up, I just want to tell you why, okay? It's good, I think.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully it's good. We're in the middle of a segment called Waiting by the Phone, and we're trying to help out people that have been out on dates and they haven't heard back from somebody. In this situation, it's Terry who said amazing things about you. You guys are in this little group chat together and hang and everything, and y'all went out.
Yeah.
Basically, we're just trying to help her figure out what's going on. She says that she hasn't heard from you. And so it's something about a conflict of interest, and that just doesn't sit well with her. And she wants to know what that means. So we're just kind of here to help coordinate this conversation.
Just want to see what's up.
You mind telling us what's going on?
What the heck, Curtis?
Yeah. So if I'm going to be completely honest, it feels really tough to say because, honestly, like when she and I first started talking, I realized it was kind of complicated pretty soon. And that's because our friend group is so tight-knit, it's like there's 1,000 people that are all watching your relationship play out.
Okay. So that's why you don't want to date her anymore?
Okay, so for a while I've had feelings for another girl in the group, but it was never reciprocated. And it's kind of awkward because she's still part of the group, but like I'm really into her, but whatever. So she finally tells me that she has feelings for me, she said it was because, like, she saw me flirting with Terry. Now this girl is like, oh, you know what? I actually really do have feelings with Curtis. And so, I mean, I feel really bad, but this other friend's the person I've, like, really been into for a super long time. And so I came to the conclusion that I couldn't, like, deny my feelings. So I ended things with Terry so that I could go, I guess, like, be with her. And things with her have actually been going really well.
There's the conflict of interest.
And what a big group.
You started off, with all due respect, Curtis, I'm not trying to shade you or anything, but you start off with, like, well, you know, everybody was looking at our relationship. You're making excuses why, you know, you couldn't go out with Terry. But yet, I mean, more eyes are going to be on you and this mystery girl, because she too is in the friend group after everybody knows that you already been dating Terry.
I understand him, though. I see what he did.
I mean, I understand you're following your feelings. You got to do what you got to do. But now it's like,
feels dirty.
Now Terry's got to leave the group. Like, do you feel, you even feel comfortable, like, hanging out anymore?
She can't leave the group, bro.
I feel really, I don't want to be there.
Yeah,
I don't want to be in that group.
Well, so sorry about this. And
yeah.
Sorry it didn't work out. And Curtis, got to follow your heart, bro. But the whole thing just kind of sucks.
I feel real bad.
Well, good.
Dude.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.